Welcome to Coaching the Doctor. Thanks to Gildacare, support coordinators, where it takes a village.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of Coach and the Doctor. Yes, we're on the road again. This time at the Brisbane Disability Connection Expo 2023, where we spoke to some very passionate and dedicated people from the disability sector. Now, with the next expo coming up on the 21st and 22nd of April at the Melbourne Exhibition and Convention Centre, I thought it might be time to listen in to three of our conversations from the Brisbane Expo. Mike Clark is one of the bosses who runs the Disability Expos and is very passionate about what he does and how he can not only support the community, but also improve the way we interact with the disability sector. Debbie, yes, just Debbie, is a support coordinator who works for the Clarice Foundation. It's a business with a difference, which you will find out very soon. But first up, after the break, it's Sam Willis from Electric Bikes in Brisbane. Sam is a business advisor and executive at the company, and we chat all things bikes in the disability sector. That's after the break on Coach and the Doctor, thanks to Gildacare support coordinators who specialise in, amongst many things, psychosocial recovery coaching.
Are you or someone you know in need of a compassionate support coordinator? Gildacare is your team of trusted, caring and professional support coordinators. We'll make the NDIS process easy for you and your loved ones to navigate. We'll coordinate all your care and support, specialist support and, if required, psychosocial recovery coaching. GILDA, Gildacare Support Coordination. We make the NDIS process stress-free. Visit us at gildacare.com.au.
J-Man inspires and supports NDIS participants to live their best lives and promotes experiences for people with a disability. The NDIS can be confusing, so if you're thinking about applying for funding or not sure how your plan actually works, J-Man can help and guide you through every step of the process at no cost to you. jman.com.au. That's jaeman.com.au. Now is the time to get the most out of your NDIS. Call us for a free consultation. 1-800-JMAN.
When your message is timely, trustworthy and delivered in a positive environment, it's powerful. That's why sponsors of 89.9 The Light see great results. Visit thelight.com.au.
You're listening to Coach and the Doctor out and about on the road. This is the best part of Coach and the Doctor. I get to meet so many wonderful people. We're at the Brisbane Disability Connection Expo 2023. I'm Coach. Not a real coach. Although I do dispute that because I have coached a few things in my time. And with me is Doctor, not a real doctor, who's definitely not a real doctor.
Definitely not a real doctor. But great to be here, as always.
With us, we've got Sam from Electric Bikes. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Coach and Doctor. How are you?
I'm fantastic. You, Doctor?
I'm great. I'm really good. I'm loving the Expo.
Why don't we start with that? What's it mean to you, the Expo, and how do you think the Expo benefits your company and the participants that are walking around and actually discovering new things? Because that's exactly what these Expos are all about.
I think you've just answered my question, haven't you?
I'm very good at that.
This is the first time that we've been to an Expo like this, and pretty much what you said. It is incredible, the amount of variety and care, I think. I think care is on display and innovation, which is amazing.
So tell us about Electric Bikes Brisbane, and I guess you're selling bikes, electric bikes, but is that all you do?
No, so we started with electric bikes about 10 years ago, a long time before people even knew what an e-bike was. Well, a lot of people still don't really understand what e-bikes are, but the market has really moved on in terms of its understanding of what the technology is. I think from our perspective, from a bicycle perspective, and being with customers for 10 years now, we have customers who have been with us for 10 years and their families have been with us for 10 years. It's incredible seeing how much freedom, fun, health, fitness, the places they can explore because they've just got a little bit of assistance with their pedalling. So one of the big myths around electric bikes is it's just a throttle, it's just a substitute for a motorbike, but it's a bicycle that you have to pedal, otherwise your motor doesn't work. So you have to get some exercise. But instead of avoiding that big hill or not going that particular route because you don't like the hills that are in the way, change up a couple of levels of power and you're suddenly a much, much stronger cyclist. So that's what it's done. But we've had customers who have lost 60 or 70 kilograms because they're getting out and getting regular exercise, with customers recovering from quite severe operations, having, you know, illnesses, and it allows them to keep riding where, you know, they used to love riding but they couldn't anymore. So that side of it has been absolutely wonderful to be privileged, actually, to be involved in sort of the lives of our customers. So
yeah, I actually didn't think about that when you're talking about it, saying that I can see how you can get people back on their bike, so to speak, that probably wouldn't normally do it, and even though they're getting assistance, it's still getting them out and I guess a bit more active. Not my question that I was going to ask. What I was going to ask you is an NDIS question. Is it comes under assistive technology?
Yes, yeah. It does. So you've got the bicycles. You've also got tricycles as well. And we're here with Easy Cycles, who is a sponsor of this expo. And we're actually their Queensland, Northern New South Wales agent here. And they have this amazing range of tricycles, quads, side-by-side machines, wheelchair-assist bicycles. So suddenly the world has opened up to pretty much anybody who has the mindset to go out and do a bit of pedaling, enjoy the fresh air, get a bit of exercise, see where they live. You know, it's a great way for, you know, providing some more freedom, independence as well, because suddenly you've got a vehicle, you can carry groceries. It's nothing to carry groceries on an e-bike. It's, you know, they're rated to, they're going to do all the hard work for you anyway, so.
The disability sector, how would you say your company has had an effect on the disability sector? From a personal level, what's some of the experiences that you've looked at and thought, gee, I'm really glad I'm doing this business because it's making some sort of a difference?
You know, it's every day. And it's not even just the disability sector, it's just general health and well-being of people, particularly through COVID. You know, the ability to be able to get out and do some exercise and, you know, feel like you're doing something for yourself as well. But with the e-trikes and particularly with the disability sector, like, it's just marvellous. You know, someone who's really passionate around bicycles and suddenly can't ride anymore because they've got MS, they can still keep riding. They can still go out and keep doing something that they love doing. Someone who for some reason can't get their license because of a disability, they can still go and do their own grocery shopping, go for rides themselves, go and, you know, meet their friends, socialise. It's wonderful. Every day you're helping people to enjoy life.
Do you love it? I can tell you love it. She's passionate, Doctor, would you say?
I'd say she's very passionate.
Well, I love riding myself, and it's also wonderful to see the benefit that it brings to others. And I mean, gosh, we're such a fortunate country as well. It's just lovely to be able to get out and show, you know, allow others to experience it too.
Well, good on you, Sam. Sam from Electric Bikes, Brisbane. Thanks so much for being on Coach and the Doctor. I'm Coach, not a real coach. Doctor, not a real doctor. We just got to get that across in case somebody decides to sue the doctor because he actually thinks he is a real doctor.
Electric Bikes, Brisbane, real electric bikes.
Thanks for your time, Sam.
Thank you. Have a great time, guys.
It's not just radio, and it's not just Melbourne. Sponsors of 89.9 The Light benefit from a national footprint through our sister stations. Your business can be on air, online, and on mobile nationally through one point of contact. So to reach an exclusive audience around Australia, go to the sponsorship page at thelight.com.au and get in touch. Find out more about the unique opportunities we can offer your business. 89.9 The Light. Positive radio, positive reach, positive results.
J-Man inspires and supports NDIS participants to live their best lives and promotes experiences for people with a disability. The NDIS can be confusing, so if you're thinking about applying for funding or not sure how your plan actually works, J-Man can help and guide you through every step of the process at no cost to you. jman.com.au. That's jaeman.com.au. Now is the time to get the most out of your NDIS. Call us for a free consultation. 1-800-JMAN.
Gildacare is a team of trusted, caring and professional support coordinators. Founded on the principle that it takes a village, we want to lock arms and build a long-standing relationship, one in which we are able to deliver quality support coordination. We offer additional services such as specialist support coordination and psychosocial recovery coaching. GILDA, Gilda Care Support Coordination. We make the NDIS process stress-free. Google Gilda Care.
Coach and the Doctor out and about on the road, and of course we're at the Brisbane Disability Connection Expo 2023. I'm Coach, not a real coach, with me Doctor, not a real doctor. Hello Doctor.
Hello Coach, we've got a real support coordinator though.
With us we have Debbie from Candice Coordination. First of all, congratulations Debbie, because it's an honour to be on Coach and the Doctor.
Oh yes, I know, thank you so much for having me.
So where's the name come from?
It's actually the middle name of our CEO, Courtney, so she used her middle name to start her business.
And being at these expos, what sort of benefit is it for a support coordination company or any sort of company?
So the expos are really great for providers to network and meet other people, to brainstorm things sometimes, to work out, you know, what things they might be having issues with, and then being able to talk to someone else who might be having the same issues or have been through that process and they can help with, you know, the answers to maybe get to where they need to be and stuff like that. So networking's the biggest thing. And then, of course, obviously the participants walking around and being able to meet people that can help them or potentially put them in the right direction to be helped.
Support coordination. And the NDIS, how do you feel about it?
Doing it, I love doing it. I think it's great. What do you mean?
Well, they haven't put the support coordination rates up for the last couple of years. There is talk that they're trying to get rid of support coordination, and a lot of participants are losing support coordination funding or it's been reduced. How do you think that's going to affect participants?
So, yes, it's quite a controversial question, Doc. Hey?
It's a good question, though, isn't it?
Well, it is a good question.
And you're on the spot.
I am on the spot. However, I think that support coordination's always been a capacity building, planning funding. It's always been in capacity building. Once you've built capacity, then technically you're not going to need it anymore. So that's where the NDIS is going, with the support coordination being taken from people or moved. However, it's never ever going to be totally taken, because people have permanent disabilities, and most of the permanent disabilities get worse before they get better. So people are always going to need support coordination. They may not need as much support coordination as the NDIS starts to tighten the things that they're doing and how things work. People are going to know what they can and can't do. People are not going to need as much support coordination. They're going to need guidance. So instead of giving people who may at the moment have 70, 80 hours of support coordination for a year that really need that, that's great. But in a couple of years' time, once they've got all their people in place and once they're, you know, tracking with their plans and not having to have reviews every 6 months because things aren't right, they're not going to need that hours.
Follow-up question, Doctor?
I agree with Debbie. What I'm starting to see, though, is the LACs saying, oh, well, they don't need support coordination because they can talk to me at any time if I'm an LAC. Now, I don't know what your dealings are like with LACs, but they seem to disappear within months, and even the ones that are around, you just can't get a hold of them.
Yes, correct. The LACs have got a lot of job now to do planning reviews and things, whereas when they first started as LACs, it was a case of you had 12 hours with an LAC to implement your plan, to go through everything and to give you the providers so that you could go and find the providers. Unfortunately, that is not how an LAC is working now. They're doing all the plans, so they have limited time to do that. Look, if they have an LAC and they're not getting support coordination, it's like everything with NDIS. It's all evidence-based. It's all, do you really need it? Is it reasonable and necessary? And if you can present to the NDIS when you're doing a plan review that you need a support coordinator because the nominee has dyslexia or because the nominee has their own mental health problems, undiagnosed, but they're struggling because they've been caring for somebody for so many years, then they're going to say, okay, well, why do you need a support coordinator? coordinator. If you can put your evidence forward as to why you need that support coordinator and you can prove that it's reasonable and necessary, there should be no reason why they're not given that support coordination. And maybe you're not going to get 60, 70, 80 hours. You might only get 20 or 30 hours. Make sure you've got a support coordinator that's going to use that money to make sure that you get what you need in that time frame that they've been given. Because it's not a money-making aspect. I mean, $100 an hour, everybody's like, oh, you know, nobody gets paid $100 an hour. No, they don't. But the support coordinators get $100 an hour because they do a lot of stuff in that hour, or they should be doing a lot of stuff in those hours that they've got. And then at the end of the day, once, as I said, once you've got your thing set up, once you've engaged all your providers, you're not going to need that support coordination money as much. Support coordination works on an up and down. It's a ebb and way. You know, we start with maybe 3 hours. We might 3 or 4 hours. We'll start with the plan review process or the plan implementation or whatever. Start getting, okay, we need this, 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 and this. We'll go and get all those providers together. We'll engage. Once that's all done and they're dusted, then it's a process of keeping in touch, making sure everything things going okay. When something happens it's not okay, if a provider's changed or somebody's gone on maternity leave and the new person's not as good, etc., then we have to then be coming back in again and using some more hours to get that engaged provider re-engaged and move forward, etc. It's not a constant every week thing. It's when you need us, we're there. And the support coordinators should be there for the capacity building, and they should be building that capacity for those nominees to feel comfortable to be able to say, I need a new provider, I need to move here, I need a review, I need this, I need that.
But in practical, everyday reality, how has your company made the lives of people living with disability easier?
So we have a success rate of improving people's plan funding. We also have a success rate of people building their own capacity and feeling that they're confident enough to contact that provider that they wouldn't have contacted initially because they didn't know what they were talking about or needing or how to ask the questions. So we've built that capacity for a lot of our participants and nominees working with participants. We've also been able to house people from other places where they haven't been living in places where it's practical and the right place for somebody with a particular disability to be living, and we've been able to help them to be rehoused. So, and they're living their best lives. We've got a lot of people who are saying thank you because they never thought that their life could be this great. And we've got people who also have come to us and they've left us because they found that they don't need us anymore or they want somebody else to look after them. And that's fine. Not everybody fits everybody. So, you know, and we're happy to help them move on. But we have been able to change people's lives by just being there. But because we have our CEO, Courtney, and myself and the other people that work with us, we all have some sort of connection with people with disabilities and family members, etc. And so we have the empathy and we have that little, you know, warm spot in our hearts for our own people and how we would have wanted them to be able to work with the NDIS and have a great life. And so we want that for our participants, and that's what we do.
Doctor?
So that's the Candice differential.
One quick story from you. We've probably gone over anyway, but you're such a great talker, Deb. Everything happens for a reason, they say in the world. We all get involved in the disability sector for a reason. Who knows what reason it is. But there must have been a moment, a defining moment, a watershed moment, an epiphany almost in your life being involved in the disability sector. Can you remember one? Is there any memory like that?
My sister had MS and my mum had MS. And just before the NDIS kicked in and became a thing, we were all very excited about how it was going to change their lives. Unfortunately, neither one of them got to see the NDIS, but that's my water moment.
Wow. Debbie, thanks so much for your time, and good luck, Candice Coordinates. Good luck for the rest of the expo, and also, of course, for the rest of the time you're in the business.
Thanks so much, Coach, and thanks, Doctor.
Are you or someone you know in need of a compassionate support coordinator? JildaCare is your team of trusted, caring and professional support coordinators. We'll make the NDIS process easy for you and your loved ones to navigate. We'll coordinate all your care and support, specialist support and, if required, psychosocial recovery coaching. GILDA, JildaCare Support Coordination. We make the NDIS process stress-free. Visit us at jildacare.com.au.
J-Man inspires and supports NDIS participants to live their best lives and promotes experiences for people with a disability. The NDIS can be confusing, so if you're thinking about applying for funding or not sure how your plan actually works, J-Man can help and guide you through every step of the process at no cost to you. jman.com.au. That's jaeman.com.au. Now is the time to get the most out of your NDIS. Call us for a free consultation. 1-800-JMAN.
Welcome to Coach and the Doctor, a very special Coach and the Doctor. We are out and about on the road, Doctor, and I have to remind everybody where we are, the Brisbane Disability Connection Expo 2023. I'm the Coach, Not a Real Coach. With me, Doctor, Not a Real Doctor. Hello.
Hello, Coach. We are very privileged today, aren't we?
We are. Mike Clark, you're the big boss?
One of the two big bosses.
Well, tell us what you do then.
We run the biggest disability connection expos in Australia, so the biggest events of its kind. So we bring together a few hundred exhibitors and about 6,000 visitors over the course of 2 days in venues around Australia, like the Brisbane Convention Centre, Sydney, Melbourne and Perth. And we also run a Disability Connection Expo, where we're going to be connecting rural and metropolitan regions around Australia, starting off by rolling them out in the main cities that we're currently in.
So you're one of the two bosses. Who's the other boss? Your wife?
Maybe a business wife, you could say. No, so River Knight is my co-founder as well. So he has a 30-year history, or close to 30-year history in the sector. Very experienced, knowledgeable across all areas of the disability and community services sector. And we met because after I exited a business in the UK, I moved back home from the Gold Coast, but I lived overseas growing businesses for about 14 years and exited an organization before I moved back home. Started consulting with a bunch of businesses, met River, learned about the NDIS over about a 2-year period from consulting with him. And to be completely frank, I was shocked. Shocked isn't even the right word, I was disturbed. Disturbed, frustrated at the inequality, the lack of respect that was shown to individuals with disabilities. And I grew a passion. You know, I think it's a shared passion of River and ours, because River knew what could be done to change the sector because he's been through it for so many years and he had ideas about what could be done to change the sector. He had a service provider, and he still has a service provider business, which provides 24/7 care to clients that need around-the-clock assistance. And effectively, you know, for me, sort of understanding more about the direction that he wanted to move in, I was like, well, and then we started to map out. The last consulting session we had, we mapped out what an events business would look like and what a training arm would look like. We haven't even got to that yet. River went out, hired the Brisbane Convention Centre, and we put together, you know, something inside a few weeks. It just, we had about 15 clients within days, and it just grew. And then that year alone, which is 2021, we within 3 months we ran the biggest event in the disability sector that year. Our competitors, who've been doing it for 8 years, were about 60% of the size of ours.
So. One question though, and it leads into what you've been saying, or comes after what you've been saying. How do you quantify the success, other than obviously you've got more exhibitors here and all the rest, but what do you think that these expos, connection communities are actually doing for people that are living with disability?
That's a great question. I love it. It comes down to the title of the word, connection. That's why we started these expos, is that there's a disconnect. A lot between providers and participants, and how participants access information, find providers. There's a lot of complexity. There's a lot of confusion. That's why we have things at our expo, like the Ask an NDIS Expert Support Hub. And you know, I just literally spoke to a sponsor of that just now, and they're teaming up. It's the third year in a row that some of these providers are working together. They're now collaborating together. They're now talking about how they're all day. They've been doing it outside of this, but all day they've been like, oh, how can you help them? Oh, no, I can't help them. Can you help you? And they're collaborating together now. So there's a community where they're working together. So that's one way, through the providers connecting. But most importantly, it's about the end outcome of the participants. And so by one of the ways we measure it, we can't measure it across the board for, you know, it's difficult. We'll get there, I believe, at some point in the not too distant future. For the short term, we're able to measure some things like when we work with sponsors, we actually create sponsor packages where we actually measure the number of connections that we make. I mean, the participants who come here, I'm confused, as an example. I'm looking for accommodation. I'm not satisfied with my current accommodation, the way it's being treated. And they come in, they can go to an open home, for example, to an existing partner of ours or a sponsor of ours, and then they turn into a client. That's a much more fulfilling outcome for them. So we are now, with what the tracking ability of that, we'll be able to track that going forward, and all our sponsors get a report, an analytics report off the back of that. So.
I'm seeing passion, Doctor. We've seen passion with all the people we've been interviewing, and I'm looking at Mike and I'm listening to him, and that's what it is, isn't it? That's all it is.
Look, it is. I've got a million questions, but I don't think we've got the time, because what he's saying is just fabulous, and people like yourselves and organisations like yourself that the industry really needs, because, and I think you're right, the connection is the key word there, and there's been a disconnect for a long time, probably because it's only quite a new industry.
So just on that, sorry, Doctor, as well, I completely agree. Like, we're huge fans of NDIS, you know, like raving fans of the entire institution, but the reality of it is the first year of funding in 2013, $130 million in funding. It's ballooned to $30 billion in funding. If that was an organization, a private organization, that level of growth is ridiculously insane, you know, and you're going to have teething issues. You're going to have problems that emerge with that. So we're huge advocates of NDIS, and more needs to be done and more can be done to make it even better, you know.
So one of the questions that I've kind of been wondering about, because we've been at a couple of these expos or connections. I think we did one in Melbourne last year. How do you get the participants here? I get getting providers here. That's probably the easier part. Yeah. But without the participants, the providers won't come back.
First answer is when you have a zero database like we did, a lot of money. literally, our first year we put $500,000 into social media and PR and advertising to reach people. Relationships with some of the institutions and organisations doesn't happen overnight. So those are things which we want to build on, and we are building on. We've even made huge inroads, even this expo just now, with some of the main organisations that can really are now giving us verbal signs like, hey, we get what you do now, like we're on board, right? But the reality of it is, like, I just went outside today. My team's been asking everybody, how do you hear about us? We've been paying for billboard ads, we've been paying for radio ads and Facebook. It seems that about 80% of our market is through Facebook. So that's where people are interactive, whether it's the participants themselves or whether that is through the family members and carers. So we now have a database of people that we've built. It's about 10,000. After this, it's probably 15,000 here in Brisbane alone. So it was great when I went outside this morning. I was chatting to people. How did you hear about us? Oh, I'm here last year. I've been here every year. I was like, oh, that's cool. You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're building that sort of reputation around it. But I also spoke to a good friend of mine last night, somebody who's becoming a good friend of mine, Peter Tully, who is a huge industry advocate. And I was chatting to him about how I said, if you were us, what would you be doing differently? And he said, well, how much are you including people with disabilities and lived experience in terms of getting their input into catering the event and shaping it and everything? So, and I said, oh, we do a bit through surveys and things of that nature, but said, what would you be doing? And so we just started spitballing a few ideas, and so we're catching up in a few weeks to continue that. So we'll continue to explore different ways in order how we can make it super inclusive.
We could chat all day. Mike's a very busy guy, and when you talked about his wife being the boss, well, you weren't joking, because she's also very important in this organisation as well, and she was the one that managed to wrangle him, because he's very, very busy. Appreciate that. Doctor, do you have another question? I've got one more, but it's up to you. Do you have one more?
You go, mate.
Has there been a moment since you've started this, what would you call it, well, this thing that's become almost out of control now, has there been a moment where you've just sat back and thought, wow, I never dreamed in a million years I'd be standing here in this place at this time doing what I'm doing after what I'd been doing in my previous life.
It's a really good question. I mean, there's probably two moments I'd share, and they're sort of similar. The first moment is similar, like when I sat at the end of the gala dinner last night, I was looking on stage and there was the founder of Holistic Horizons, who are major fans of ours, have been, and we're huge fans of them, the naming sponsors here for the expo and the gala, and we sort of just had a, we're singing "You're the Voice," try and understand it, arms in the air, last song of the night, and we're just looking at the expo, just like the stage was just huge. And there's been moments like that where I just stop, take a moment at the end of the expos, and I just go, wow, this is amazing, you know. So that's one, but I think the one that, that as soon as you said those words before you finish your question there, Coach, there's this, the image that popped in my head was this beautiful girl, I believe her name's Sarah, in Perth. She's part of the ballroom dancing crew. And she came to the first expo. We've been to two expos now in Perth. And she's this beautiful girl. I don't know what disability that she has, but she is just the most amazing individual. Who just, the spirit of her just lights you up. And she was there from the beginning, the very beginning of the very first expo. And she loved it so much. She was part of the ballroom dance crew. She was there at the end of the first day. She's there at the end of the second day. As soon as we get there, the Perth, a year later, she's there, she comes up, gives me a big hug, and she was there right up until the end of the second day. She was the last person I did a, like, sort of a hug to on the, it was like 4 p.m. the day, the minute it closed. She's still on the dance, so I'm dancing with her. And it was just like, I don't know, for me, that's why we do it, you know? Like, that was a moment where her mum was sitting over there, just like having a moment to just, she gets to relax for a couple of days because her daughter's just having so much fun. And for me, I don't know, that was a real special moment.
And that encapsulates what the NDIS should be and must always be.
And Mike, thanks so much for your time, because I have seen your wife floating around and I've done enough media interviews to know that the media person gives you the dirty look. That means you've got to stop talking. So thanks so much for your time and thanks for joining us on Coach and the Doctor. Keep doing what you're doing, mate.
Likewise, and I look forward to hearing more Coach and Doctor sessions come from you soon too, and hope we can get more of our sponsors involved. I hope it's been a great couple of days for you, and I hope you've had some really powerful, meaningful conversations that will actually have a ripple effect to touch the lives of other people in a meaningful way.
Thanks for time, Mike. Love what you're doing, mate. Keep doing it.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Doctor. Thanks, Coach.
Our very passionate guy is Mike. Just a reminder again that the Melbourne Disability Connection Expo is on the 21st and 22nd of April at the Melbourne Exhibition and Convention Centre, known to locals as Jeff's Shed. Well, Doctor, it's that time.
Press hard 3 copies. Have a great week, Coach.
You've been listening to Coach and the Doctor. Thanks to J-Man Active. Gildacare is a team of trusted, caring and professional support coordinators. Founded on the principle that it takes a village, we want to lock arms and build a long-standing relationship, one in which we are able to deliver quality support coordination. We offer additional services such as specialist support coordination and psychosocial recovery coaching. GILDA. Gildacare. Support coordination. We make the NDIS process stress-free. Google Gildacare.